27th of December, St. John, Office of Readings. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is King of Apostles. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and to the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us, for he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice, harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is King of Apostles. Come, let us adore him. O fathers of our ancient faith, with all the heavens we sing your fame, whose sound went forth in all the earth to tell of Christ and bless his name. You took the gospel to the poor, the word of God a light in you, which in our day is told again, the timeless word for ever new. You told of God who died for us, and out of death a triumphant rose, who gave the truth that made us free, and changeless through the ages goes. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, whose gift is faith that never dies, a light in darkness now, until the day star in our hearts arise. John bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ by telling everything he had seen. Psalm 18. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hand. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun, to the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. John bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ by telling everything he had seen. This is that disciple whom the Lord loved. Psalm 63. Hear my voice, O God, as I complain. Guard my life from dread of the foe. Hide me from the band of the wicked, from the throng of those who do evil. They sharpen their tongues like swords, they aim bitter words like arrows, to shoot at the innocent from the ambush, shooting suddenly and recklessly. They scheme their evil course, they conspire to lay secret snares, they say, who will see us, who can search out our crimes? He will search who searches the mind and knows the depths of the heart. God has shot them with his arrow, and dealt them sudden wounds. Their own tongue has brought them to ruin, and all who see them mock. Then will all men fear, and will tell what God has done, They will understand God's deeds. The just will rejoice in the Lord and fly to him for refuge. All the upright hearts will glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This is that disciple whom the Lord loved. This is the Apostle John, who leant on the breast of the Lord at the supper. Blessed is the Apostle to whom were revealed the secret things of heaven. Psalm 96. The Lord is King, let earth rejoice, let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne justice and right. A fire prepares his path, it burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world, the earth trembles at the sight. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The sky proclaims his justice, all peoples see his glory. Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods, all you spirits worship him. Sion hears and is glad, the people of Judah rejoice, because of your judgments, O Lord. For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits. The Lord loves those who hate evil, he guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked. Light shines forth from the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the holy name. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This is the Apostle John, who leant on the breast of the Lord at the supper. Blessed is the Apostle to whom were revealed the secret things of heaven. They told of the glories of the Lord and of his might, and the marvellous deeds he had done. A reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 1. Something which has existed since the beginning, that we have heard and we have seen with our own eyes, that we have watched and touched with our hands, the Word, who is life, this is our subject. That life was made visible. We saw it, and we are giving our testimony, telling you of the eternal life which was with the Father and has been made visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we are telling you, so that you may be in union with us, as we are in union with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this to you to make our own joy complete. This is what we have heard from him, and the message that we are announcing to you. God is light. There is no darkness in him at all. If we say that we are in union with God while we are living in darkness, we are lying, because we are not living the truth. But if we live our lives in the light, as he is in the light, we are in union with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we say we have no sin in us, we are deceiving ourselves and refusing to admit the truth. But if we acknowledge our sins, then God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and purify us from everything that is wrong. To say that we have never sinned is to call God a liar, and to show that his word is not in us. I am writing this, my children, to stop you sinning. But if anyone should sin, we have our advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, who is just. He is the sacrifice that takes our sins away, and not only ours, but the whole world's. We can be sure that we know God only by keeping his commandments. A responsory from 1 John chapter 1. We proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made visible to us. We are writing this that you may rejoice, and that your joy may be complete. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing may have life in his name, and that your joy may be complete. A reading from St. Augustine's commentary on the first letter of St. John. Quote, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes and touched with our hands concerning the word of life." End of quote. Who could touch the word with his hands, were it not that the word became flesh and dwelt among us? This word, who became flesh in order that he could be touched by hands, began to be flesh in the Virgin Mary's womb. But he did not then begin to be the word, for St. John says, "that which was from the beginning." See how his letter corroborates his gospel, from which you have heard a short time ago. Quote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." End of quote. Possibly, some may understand "concerning the Word of life" as a vague expression referring to Christ, not meaning that very body of Christ which was touched by hands. But you must take into account what follows, quote, "and life itself was made manifest." End of quote. It is Christ, therefore, who is the Word of life. And how was life manifested? It was from the beginning, but it had not been manifested to men, yet it had been revealed to the angels, as they saw it and were nourished by it, as if it were their bread. What does Scripture say? Quote, "Man has eaten the bread of angels." End of quote. So the life itself was made manifest in the flesh because it depended on manifestation, that a reality only perceptible to the heart might also be visible to our eyes and thus heal our hearts. For the word is seen only by the heart, but the flesh is seen also by bodily eyes. There was, in fact, a way in which we could see the word. The word became flesh, which we could see, in order to heal the heart, the means by which we could see the word. "And we are witnesses," he says, "and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest among us." To make the text clearer, it is permissible to read, "was made manifest to us." Quote, "That which we have seen and heard, therefore we proclaim to you." End of quote. My dear brethren in Christ, take note of this. "That which we have seen and heard, therefore we proclaim to you." They, namely the writers, saw the Lord himself present in the flesh and heard the words from the Lord's own lips and proclaimed them to us. So we also have heard, but we have not seen. Is it to be concluded that we are less blessed than those who heard and also saw? How then does the writer add, "that you may have fellowship with us"? They saw, we have not seen, and yet we are in fellowship with them, for we hold a common faith. Quote, "And our fellowship is with God the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, and," he adds, "we are writing this that your joy may be complete." End of quote. This complete joy of which he speaks is in that very fellowship itself, in that very love, in that very unity. Responsory. Today we honour John the Apostle, who leant on the Lord's breast during the Last Supper. Great is his happiness to whom the secrets of heaven were revealed. He drank the streams of the gospel from their very source, the sacred breast of the Lord. Great is his happiness to whom the secrets of heaven were revealed. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts." The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son, who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your Apostle John unlocked for us the hidden treasures of your word, grant that we may grasp with fuller understanding the message he so admirably proclaimed. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us and keep us and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.